The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. It's been 40 million years since Antarctic waters were warm enough for sharks to lurk around and feed on polar prey. But rising ocean temperatures from global warming could eventually bring the toothy predators back. Biologists at the University of Rhode Island analyzed the physiological adaptations and metabolism of sharks and other warm water predators. Their findings indicate that a warming of just a few degrees in Antarctic waters could make the region hospitable to these species again, with potentially serious consequences to the ecosystems already dwelling there. Ocean-going sharks have a high metabolism rate because they must constantly swim in order to aerate their gills. All that swimming takes a lot of energy, and maintaining that energy is easier in warm waters. So while the Antarctic waters have remained chilly, sharks have been kept out of the neighborhood. One group of sharks, though, is a little more primed than most to survive the cold. Benthic sharks, those that live on the seafloor and swim very little, have lower metabolism rates and can survive in waters that are just 45 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit. But with global warming heating things up, a southward dispersal of sharks isn't out of the question.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.